The UN Secretary General has deplored the use of chemical weapons in Syria and has called on the international community to sanction those responsible for the chemical attacks.
Today, I note with a deep concern that the team collected evidence and information corroborating allegations that chemical weapons were used on several occasions at multiple sites against both civilians and military targets.
Ban Ki-moon's statement came a day after a UN report concluded that banned chemical weapons were used at least 5 times before Damascus agreed to dismantle its arsenal. However, the report did not lay blame for the attacks. The report said evidence indicated chemical weapons were probably used in Khan al-Asal outside Aleppo on March the 19th against soldiers and civilians. The government and opposition accused each other of using chemical weapons at Khan al-Asal, and the report said none of the parties in Syria denied their use in the village. Swedish expert Åke Sällström, who led the UN investigation team that compiled the report, reminded the reporters that the mandate did not allow him to point the finger at anyone.
I think it was a wise decision that we shouldn't try to go into the attribution and try to pursue the investigation into the attribution. We are there to find facts. We are on a fact-finding mission, and these facts that we report upon could be used by others, possibly. Others could put these facts in some connection, could have other sort of information.
According to an international agreement, Syria's chemical weapons have to be transferred out of the country by the end of this month and destroyed by the end of June. The UN Secretary General has said he was encouraged by the progress made in dismantling Syria's chemical arsenal.